The United States has once again supported Israel's warmongering rhetoric against Iran. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has emphasized Washington's willingness to let Israel decide whether and when it might strike Iranian soil. Hagel said on his first visit to Israel that Washington and Tel Aviv sense, quote, exactly the same threat from Iran. The Pentagon chief made no mention of the possibility that an Israeli attack would draw the U.S. into the conflict and lead to a wider regional war. Hagel is expected to announce a multi-billion dollar arms deal with Tel Aviv during his trip. Israel, which is believed to be the sole possessor of nuclear weapons in the Middle East, accuses Iran of having a military nuclear program. Tehran denies the claim, saying that the program is aimed solely at peaceful civilian purposes. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said in response to anti-Iran threats by Israel and the United States that Tehran would raise the Israeli cities of Haifa and Tel Aviv to the ground if attacked. Ralph Schoenman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism, joins us now from Berkeley. Mr. Schoenman, welcome to the program. Taking into account Chuck Hagel's comments, would you think that the United States is slowly edging closer towards giving the Israelis their full blessings in case they decide to launch an attack on Iran?
The relationship between the United States and Israel is such that this constant dialogue between them, presumptively about nuances of differences about the preparations to attack Iran, are what we call hard cop, soft cop. It's strictly posturing. They have the identical policy and the identical intent. As you indicated, the ABC News emphasized the fact that Defense Secretary Hagel stressed Washington's, quote, willingness to let Israel decide whether and when it will strike Tehran. And it stated he amplified this and said that the United States and Israel see, quote, exactly the same threat from Iran, which he described as a toxic combination of nuclear ambition and support for terrorism. And he stressed that Israel, quote, has the sovereign right to decide when and whether and how to attack Iran. And he refused to in any way rule out the United States' direct support for Israel in this attack, which is being promoted and presented as one that will be taken unilaterally in the first stage by Israel. I'd like to add that the Jerusalem Post is emphasizing that the defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, has been advancing the same thesis, talking about, quote, striking the Iranian nuclear program on its own. He says the IDF can attack Iranian nuclear sites on its own, and so did the head of the Israeli Defense Forces, Gantz, repeat the same threat. So you have here the combination of Hagel making this declaration on behalf of the United States and quickly amplified by Yaalon and Gantz to make clear that the Israeli military forces are preparing just exactly that. And the statement was made only by placing the Iranian regime before the dilemma of risking its survival. Is there any possibility that they will back down and their project be stopped? And he added that Yaalon, the war of independence, by which it means the war to drive the Palestinian people out of their country in 1947 and 48, has not ended. We continue to face in coming years the immediate challenge to our survival, which he translates into the necessity to attack Iran. So we should be very clear about this. They constantly, rhetorically, diplomatically, in their official speeches, are emphasizing that they reserve the right to attack Iran when and how they choose. And they emphasize that the day is drawing near. One can only look upon this warmongering as a threat to the peoples of the world, and we have to take it at face value.
Author of Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley, Mr. Ralph Schoenman, thank you very much indeed, sir.